I question the Wintershall selling their property. This is the first step to closing the doors when you sell property. If you're willing to sell the property, was it put out to the public to buy? If we, the county, if we have property to sell, we have to put it open to the public. We can't sell it behind closed doors. I question how this deal is being handled. Is it considered public property or not?
Well, are you thinking the Wintershall is a private entity or a government entity? I guess that would probably be the question to answer first, is what is the North Dakota Wintershall? Is it a LLC?
The Wintershall property is owned by the North Dakota Wintershall Holding Company. So that is a private corporation.
So they can pretty much do what they want?
Correct. As far as the assets, all assets are owned, are in the name of the holding company.
So that's private. In response to this, your other comment about closure, we are involved with the Wintershall because of the other items that are identified in the benefits here. We have a benefit in terms of office space and the job service responsibility that, you know, that we've taken on, number one. But in order to accomplish some of the things that we wanted to accomplish, we went to the Wintershall, and I know it's been on Dawn's list since she started here, to have a new entrance to the building and have their offices at the Wintershall building so that they would gain efficiencies and be able to bring in more business and so forth. So let's do something positive that will help the Wintershall because it's important to the community. Let's do that. And they have worked to bring in more horse shows, the gun show, et cetera, et cetera. Don can expand on that. But this is our effort to help them, to make sure that we're doing whatever we can to help them. To that then, if we do purchase that land from them, we will allow the Wintershall to use that parking lot until it's developed and there might be a building setting there. There could easily be just a parking lot setting there, but if they have cars that want to park on that lot, we will work with them to do that.
Okay, so the Development Corporation bought half of that lot.
Yes, we did.
Not so long ago. So you're actually buying the rest of
it. The other half, yes.
So from those apartment buildings and that residential,
to the north,
way.
That whole big empty north lot, if you look at the Regional Technology Center, it's the big open parking lot that's immediately east of there. We would own all of that. And again, we'd allow them to use that lot. Then you also have some additional land on the south side of the road, correct? That's available to where the main building is.
Right.
You have additional land over there, and we talked about, you know, parking efficiencies and,
right,
and so forth.
Yep.
This is our effort to help the Wintershall to continue to be a viable entity.
Yeah, and we look at that at it as a positive. It gives us, for myself, being up there, right now, there's a huge unknown. We don't know who's coming to the door and wanting to know more about that building. So are we missing out on opportunity? The efficiencies from us having to move up there. And the other thing is whether or not we make this expansion, those fire doors have to be put in, and that's a public safety. And without this project, without us doing that, then you are looking at the Wintershall. You know, the possibilities of the Wintershall going away, because we cannot right now, if this project wasn't happening, I don't have that. Right now, I think we're at $75,000 with the doors alone, not including the fire sprinkler system, not including the water system. So without this project, you know, we are looking at there not being a Wintershall. There's no doubt about that, because we don't have those funds to do that. And it's a big project, it's a huge project. It's a unique building, and I say $75,000 on that. I haven't seen the official numbers on that. I think that's low because of that structure. We have to bring in an engineer because of the uniqueness of that building. So we look at this as a positive. Public safety is number one. Number two, I think there's missed opportunity with us not being there, and the increased efficiencies and the money that we can possibly save by being up there.
Well, I have to agree that public safety is number one. I'm not an expert on the building construction, and I'm not an expert on the fire rules, but it seems to me that you could take care of the fire emergency problems an awful lot cheaper than putting $500,000 into an office space. The county and the city county health we have offices we're trying to rent out, and we can do it for an awful lot less than putting up a new building.
The $500,000, $350 of that is the building addition. The other $150 are the dollars that are needed to address the fire issues, the water, et cetera. So that, in the course of trying to go through the process to secure a building permit and investigating that addition further, then it came to light the fire issues, safety issues that are up there. So that's what the other $150 is for.
I won't argue that, and I fully support the $150 to take care of the fire protection. The rest, I think, is unjustified. I can't support it.
The $150 would help pay for the project. So what happens then is the winter show, you just heard Don say, we don't have cash. We don't have anything to handle that. This is a way for us to buy that land and give and generate cash for the winter show. They're putting that asset into this building, and so they're taking the proceeds of that land sale and they're putting it into this project. So, you know, you have to be able to come up with money somehow. So how do you do that? So we would like to work with them and buy this land. It helps us in the long run. It helps us with the office space. We have an office space issue. We just listened to your social services person talk about, you know, not being able to find people. That's part of the problem that we have, is we took over the job service responsibilities when we lost job service. We don't have space. We have three people in one office, and we don't have the space for the public to be. So, you know, we're trying to be efficient too and keep our staff together and allow for this public space for that. So it's really kind of been a project that's developed, but we're trying to generate some cash for the winter show so that they can handle this addition.
Wasn't the purpose of the Development Corporation to create new fair-waged jobs?
Yes, absolutely.
Not to put up buildings? How the hell can you justify this?
This building would be owned by the winter show. We don't have ownership in it. We don't. Yes,
let's get on with it.
Our primary charge is job creation. It is. We often get involved in other projects, whether we like it or not. We are not here to provide daycare. We get involved with daycare because people need a place for their kids to be so that they can go to work at the companies that we are, that we're trying to bring in and our local companies to expand. So we get involved in things, and we just try and help other organizations to solve problems because we don't want to lose anything. We don't have to do this. But at the same time, what happens if we do? What happens if we lose this? We don't want to lose anything. It's a real negative for Valley City if and when we lose things. So that's, in our minds, you have to lift the whole community, because people that work here and live here want things to do, places to go beyond work. That's why we get involved.
Well, I guess, in my opinion, it's a lot of money and it's going to be tough on your budget. But in my mind, this is something that hopefully will make the winter show more viable. I mean, I've sat on that portfolio. I know how difficult it is. And with that addition up there, I believe the efficiencies that will be involved will enhance the winter show down the road. I'm going to support this. The only reservation I have is what it's going to do to your budget. I do think that for the viability of the winter show, it's necessary to support this request.
Well, here's my thoughts, and that's why I asked Beth what the Development Corporation's budget was, or the funds they have left. What did we say, 185?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
As of June 30th, that's correct.
Yeah, so, and I want to really stress this, if we take the 150 out of there, it leaves you with 35,000.
Right.
The well is dry. It's drying up. Right now, the general fund is deficit spending 700,000. Mm-hmm. You're going to have 35,000 left for the rest of the year.
For the rest of this calendar year.
And to that,
Mike, we live within our means. If you don't have the cash, then we look at what you can allow us for next year. We understand We've submitted our budget request for next year. We know the kind of situation that you're in, and whatever you allow us, we live within our means. And if we have a fantastic project that all of us are jumping up and down over, we sit down together and we figure it out.
I just wanted some of your guys' spin on it.
Yeah. I sit on both boards, and the way I look at it, I've been coming to the Winter Show since I was a teeny tot. We put a new heating system in there last year, which made it allowable to be able to do more projects throughout the year. As far as horse shows and everything else, we kept the heat on in there for all of January just to kind of see what it was going to do, and the savings that we seen during that was greatly. We were able to have more horse shows. We had the gun show. I think by doing this, yes, it's going to be a major expense, but if you're right there in the heart of it, instead of off-site, I think it'll greatly benefit the Winter Show, and hopefully we'll get more people throughout the rest of the year coming through. There's a lot of places that survive on the Winter Show during March. I mean, take the Eagles or the clubs uptown. That's their biggest money-making profit throughout the year, let alone some of the restaurants and everything else. Look at the motels. That's my look on it. I make a motion that we approve the $150,000 with everything else going to be in place that the Economic Development Corporation is asking from the city.
I have a motion. Is there a second?
I'll second.
So where, I know the $150,000 you're asking us for is for land purchase. So where is the rest of the funds coming from for the rest of this?
So we would ask the city at 5 o'clock today for the other $150,000. And that takes you up to 300, and then we're submitting an application to Food and Beverage for $200,000. If there's any cost overruns, then the Development Corporation has to figure that out.
So the 150, is that the cost of that lot?
No. So how the whole project is set up is we are buying that land from the Winter Show for $350,000.
Okay.
That $350,000, it is their intent and their approval to invest that in the building. That was the original building. Buy some land, build the building. Done. Then through the whole course of this, the fire issues came up. Now we went from 350 to 500.
So in essence, though, you're getting 150 from the county and 150 hopefully from the city to purchase that land. That's what the rest of the finances is not our issue.
It is not your issue. We will go to Food and Beverage for $200,000. That's the $500,000 number.
So on paper, you're buying the land to expand the technology part of it.
Yes.
It really has nothing to do with the Winter Show, except for you're buying it from them.
I'm buying it from them.
And
we're generating cash.
And they can do what they want with the money.
They could. We're not.
They don't necessarily have to do the addition if they don't want to.
Okay.
With the purchase of the land is what I'm, no, I don't
their
see
board
that,
makes their decisions.
Right, I don't see that happening. I think it's kind of been set that that's what they would do.
Roger.
No.
Cindy.
Yeah.
Bill.
Yeah.
Mike.
Yes.
John.
Yes.
Motion carries.